Welcome. Hola. Bienvenidos. Bonjour et bienvenue to the Social Network Show. Welcome to the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. We give you actionable information to make your social networking the best it can be for business to business, business to consumer, and for folks who just like to post. And now, broadcasting from the studios of the Hank Greenspoon School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the host of the Social Network Show, Jim Nico, and Dr. Jane Kawaski.
Welcome to today's edition of the Social Network Show. Thank you for telling your friends about this show and sharing links with them, whether on the socialnetworkshow.com, iTunes, or Stitcher.com, as we are delighted and grateful to you. Has life thrown you some curves? Think about all those unexpected challenges that have come your way or to people you love. In the course of coping with them, you have learned a lot, and by this point, you have a certain expertise, many lessons learned, and a determination to tackle this problem on a larger scale. It's given deeper meaning to your life, and now you are ready to do something about it. But getting the word out about your project, your cause, if you will, you must make use of your social networks, face-to-face and online. But alas, no social media marketing budget. That's where our guest today comes to the rescue. She is going to equip you to do a better job of this. Paola Seminario of Las Vegas is passionate about social media for social change. And in fact, that's the name of her website and LinkedIn group. She also uses SM4SC as her Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram profile names. That's SMFORSC. She earned an MBA at University of Phoenix and has created Social Media Amped and is a member of Diamond Group Marketing LLC. Paola, welcome to the Social Network Show.
Thank you, Dr. J.
And welcome from me, too. And I remember your excellent work on LinkedIn. I'm glad we're finally coming together.
Me too.
And that is my co-host, Jim Nico. And I am Dr. Jane Karwoski, an experimental psychologist teaching at UNLV and other online schools. Paola, what is the mission of social media for social change?
The mission of social media for social change is to really leverage the power of social media to create a positive impact in the world. Right now we have a very unique opportunity as individuals to actually create a really monumental change for all the things that we are passionate about.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on in the internet and the cyberspace area. Before we get to the helpful social marketing steps you'd like to recommend to nonprofits and cause-oriented groups, what are some of the groups that you have supported here in Las Vegas?
I support a number of different groups, and some of the ones that I recently signed on with Surviving Sin City, which is actually a documentary about human trafficking that occurs right here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I work with the Sarah Movement based out of South Florida, and they also work with human trafficking, and they have recently joined forces with Refuge for Women, and so now they're Refuge for Women South Florida, and they work with not only human trafficking, but also women that have been sexually exploited, that are coming out of the sex industry, and really working to empower them. And then I work with the schools on with the schools, and recently with the Girl Scouts and Girls in Tech on social media safety for kids and teens, and also how ways to prevent cyberbullying.
Okay. Well, as I'm sure our listeners recognize, those intersect very well with what are our concerns on the Social Network Show. And the film, you mentioned the film Surviving Sin City, and I watched that before having you come on to the show. And it demonstrates that although we often think of human trafficking as people being abducted suddenly and whisked away by strangers, it reveals that it is often the result of a gradual grooming process by persons known to and even loved by the eventual victim. I thought spokesperson Annie Lobert described the steps from being the girlfriend of a fellow who turns out to be a pimp to being brutalized and enslaved by him when the honeymoon, so to speak, is totally over. What have you seen as being the results of that video? Can you put your finger on anything specific in terms of the good it's done?
Well, one of the major things that, or one of the most important points that I think that has come out of that is that people are starting to become aware that this is not something that is happening in other countries where people are getting kidnapped from, from foreign countries. This is something that's happening in our own backyard, and especially in a city as unique as Las Vegas, where everything is very sexually overt. Mm-hmm. We embrace the sex industry here in this city, and so people tend to think that doesn't happen here. And I think one of the most important things that has come out of that documentary is that people are starting to just realize that this is something that's happening right here in our town. And not only that, but it goes across all socioeconomic standards. So it doesn't matter if you are wealthy and live in a nice home, or if you are on the lower end of the spectrum. And this is something that really crosses all all classes. There's no discrimination.
Right. There was mentioned one daughter of an FBI investigator was victimized. And so it comes to a gradual, you might say, insidious takeover or promotion of the idea that this is okay. Because with the sexual standards today, people there isn't as much conditioning against sexual relations with a boyfriend, for instance. And then if the boyfriend says, well, so-and-so, he's just looking for a good time, you're already doing this. And that's what struck me about that documentary, was the reasoning that can be used. And then, well, it's just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and pretty soon they're bringing in some money, and they're allowed to keep that money at first, but then eventually the boyfriend turns into a very cruel and selfish, just a pimp.
After you've learned what you've learned and all these groups that you're helping, etc., what would you do if a young girl called in here right now? What could you say? Could you give an example of what this girl could do?
Well, the first thing I would want to know is, how deep is she in?
Okay.
Because, there are different levels where, if you're just getting involved, then it would be probably a little easier to get out, and you have a lot more self-worth and self-esteem. So it's a little bit easier to get out, I think, in the beginning. But once you're in it for a very long time, it's very hard, because what they do is they condition your mind, and it's basically, it's all brainwashing. Mm-hmm. And so, the first thing I would do is to reach out to an organization, that is, whether it's local or national, because a lot of these organizations are willing to provide transportation for these women to get out of the location that they're at. And that's probably the safest thing, is to reach out to an organization and leave basically everything that they know and go to a completely different place, because when they stay in the same place, it's very easy for the pimps to come back and find them.
Right. It's amazing how the location is so different, because if you think of, like, right now we're not in a dangerous situation, but, you know, not too many blocks away, if you were somehow, you know, transported there, you could end up being in a very difficult or very dangerous situation. So just moving, you might say, you know, getting out of that environment physically as well as mentally is so important. Well, let's go on to some of the tips you have for social media in terms of nonprofits, because as you said to me, there's many of these have no social marketing budget, but they certainly want to be active in it. So what would you say would be one of the things that you would promote people doing?
Social media works when people are engaged. And so it can be very time consuming. So one of the first things that I would say is, if you have other people that are passionate about what you do, and they're passionate about your cause, and you trust them, that you could have them become admins. And then that way, everyone can contribute a little bit, and then you'll have a very active page.
What do you mean by being an admin?
Well, for example, on a Facebook page, you can add different levels of administrators for the page, where they can create the content and share the information, and even schedule it out. That way, when if you have a busy day, then someone else can post for you. Or if you have a follower that's commenting, then whoever's first on the page as an administrator, then they can respond and help pass along the information. That way, it keeps the page fluid, and it keeps your following engaged and interested in what you're doing.
Because there's new content all the time.
Right.
So
right.
Followers, yeah, people are active followers. They're going to be checking onto, whether it's a Facebook page, or you can do exactly what you just said on a website with WordPress, for example. And that has been, I've heard that advice from other sources as well, that you want to keep it fresh. Give people a reason to go back, and they certainly want to go back because there's new content there, because they've already covered what is already there from previous times. So that would work on what types of platforms or means? I'd like to ask you that question when we start our next segment. So we'll talk about, well, really five more ways of using social media for nonprofits and causes that will not cost you and your organization or your group of interested people any money. So we'll be back with that.
Questions? Comments? Email us at questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. We'll be right back.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Social Network Show.
Welcome back to the Social Network Show, where we are interviewing Paola Seminario from Las Vegas, who has a webpage and a lot of her social media, such as Twitter and Instagram.
LinkedIn. She's very active there, yeah.
And it is centered around social media for social change. So you were going on to a second tip for people who want to increase their social media marketing for a cause. What would that be?
So one of the other things that I would suggest is to think outside the box. And yes, you definitely want to promote, things that are very specific about your cause and your organization, but you also want to grow your audience. So if you think outside the box a little bit as to what are people that you would want to engage with you but are not current followers, where would they hang out and what kind of topics would they be talking about, and create some content that would be relevant to that demographic so that you can attract them to your platforms and bring them in.
Sort of a subgrouping, a subgroup of your entire group of followers.
Well, yeah, so, I guess that's one way to look at it, is like a subgroup. You want to think about like who you have a current following, but now you want to bring in more people. And where are you going to find them, and what kind of content would they be interested in? And that's what you would start kind of tying into what you're doing.
Okay.
Can you give an example that's worked for you?
Well, yes. I actually worked with a documentary filmmakers about a year or so ago, and they had a great movie, and the movie was about finding your voice, and they were targeting a specific demographic, which was primarily Toastmasters, because there were a lot of Toastmasters in the movie. And one of the things that we did was we were creating a campaign about finding your voice, but targeting local speakers that were already doing something for positive change and creating a Find Your Voice campaign, and tied it into the movie. So even though they weren't in the movie, the concept was the same, and we were able to get that attraction.
Okay, so I get it. You're looking at people who are involved in using social media for social change. So that takes you into people who have a cause or a nonprofit, and you ask yourself, what kind of skills do they need? And one of those, that's not specifically social media, but one of those is being able to speak and speak convincingly and persuasively. So that took you to Toastmasters and a documentary on that. That's a great approach. Well, what about other groups? Is that something that you would recommend?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because on Facebook, for example, there are a great variety of groups, and on LinkedIn as well. So what you can do is you can find, you can actually do a search for just generic groups that are, for example, with the filmmakers, you have someone that's in that industry, so you can join Vegas Movies or Actors and Actresses and in Las Vegas, or Actors and Actresses and Talent all over the United States, and they have these different kinds of groups that you can join. So what happens is that when you join these groups, obviously you have to make sure that that you follow, abide by their rules. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these groups will allow you to post, to share your content with them, so that with Surviving Sin City, I could share that with one of the movie groups because it's a documentary.
Right.
And then those people that would have never, ever looked at Surviving Sin City are now going to take a look because it's in a movie group.
Right. Okay, so you've given us three ideas so far. One is to ask for help from those who are passionate about your cause, your friends and people close to you. And two, to think outside the box and discuss topics that are loosely related to your cause but might bring in people that would also relate to your primary ideas. And three, to join groups like on LinkedIn or Facebook and so forth that are related to the cause and share your content. By the way, on your Facebook page, SM for SC, is that your Facebook page title?
Or right.
Okay. You have wonderful, colorful posts. So we'll talk more about that too. But what would be the fourth thing that you'd mention?
Probably the fourth thing that I would mention is make sure that you respond to your following, so that if someone posts a comment, whether it's positive or negative, you want to encourage a conversation in a diplomatic way, and you want to make sure that you just respond, because I see a lot of people that go online, but then they don't respond to the comments.
Mm.
And so that's one of the things that is a definite no-no. You want to make sure that you are engaging, that you respond. And even if it's a negative comment, you can actually minimize the damage if you respond.
Okay, yeah, that's so true. Makes me think of my online courses where there's a discussion board and discussions each week. And to put all your posts on at one time, it really makes it obvious that you're not going to be having a discussion, because if somebody responds to what you've said, you'll never know it because you never go back to it. So what about links? Can you use links to within kind of combining all these different areas?
Absolutely. What I would do is make sure that when you create your comments or your posts, that you always make sure to use links. It doesn't have to be on every single one, but make sure that you have links back to, for example, if you're posting on your Facebook page, make sure that you have links back to your LinkedIn page or to your website. So that way you can all interact. And if someone, maybe you have someone that happened to be on Facebook one day and they want to go, you know, but they spend more time on LinkedIn, now they have a platform where they are more active and they can follow you. Or someone that maybe is really adamant and passionate about your cause and your organization, they want to follow your website and follow your blog. And you want to make it as easy as possible for them to find out where you are.
And I think that's especially important on Twitter, because they're so short, but you can link them back to content that you're sharing. And if you make that your content on another source of, like, maybe more involved or more complete issues rather than just the 140 characters, then that would work well. What about a couple more tips?
So also make sure that your content is image rich. The average attention span of people nowadays is about 3 seconds.
Mm.
So you want it's an actual stat, I promise you.
What?
So you want to make sure that your content is image rich, and you do want to provide messaging. But if you want to get their immediate attention,
mm-hmm.
use good images, clear, focused images that people are going to be attracted to. And then you could also include the message with the image, but images are phenomenal.
What's your favorite source for images or sources?
Well, you can use stock photos, but if for an organization or a cause, if you have events, for example, take pictures of the event. Mm-hmm. If you have even your logos, some of the things that I've done in the past is I've used the company logo and created a very simple image through, for example, like a PicMonkey account. And those are free and easy to use. And all you do is throw the logo on there and then put a quote maybe for, with the filmmaker. Mm-hmm. I had a Margaret Thatcher quote and I put it on top of a Margaret Thatcher image.
Okay.
Because it was applicable for the movie.
Uh-huh. PicMonkey.
And easy that anybody can do that.
Okay. And there's something that people are always referring to these days called curating or curation.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do? How can that be applied to promoting your cause?
The way that you can use that is you can use other people's articles. For example, there are articles in Forbes magazine or Mashable or Upworthy. For example, I've used a lot of Upworthy articles on the human trafficking organizations that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be your own content. And in fact, those are great fillers because, people know Upworthy, they like that content, and it's applicable. And now you can bring in people that you can drive traffic that wouldn't have necessarily gone to your site,
okay. But
now they're going to your site because you posted somebody else's content, and now all your followers are sharing it. When you post that content, tag whoever it is that you're posting the content from, because now they're going to see that you're sharing their content and they're going to share it too. And then they're going to go to your page.
Okay.
Very smart. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This was great.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. We hope you will add us to your iTunes or Stitcher.com playlist so that you automatically receive each show with our wonderful guests and important topics. We'd love to hear from you, so please get in touch with us via the contact link on our webpage at thesocialnetworkshow.com, where you can listen to more interviews and read the latest on our blog. You'll also be able to replay our live show from 5 p.m. Sundays on News Talk 720 KDON at the foot of our homepage. You can follow us on Twitter at Social Net Show, as well as hear the show on our website or Stitcher.com or iTunes. Check out our videos on YouTube, where our channel is simply Social Network Station. Please be safe online and off until we welcome you here again.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media, coming to you from the studios of the Hank Greenspan School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Listen to archived shows and follow us on Twitter. The views expressed on The Social Network Show are those of the hosts and guests and may not be the views of Social Network Intermedia. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia, copyright 2012.